welcome along to yet another episode of Unlocked with me, Emma Power.
I'm with myself, Laura Fox.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Emma.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So, if you listened last week, you'll know that myself and Laura set ourselves a bit of a challenge. And the challenge was to go to the gym a few times each week and to also eat healthy.
Yeah.
Get our ass in gear for Christmas so that when Christmas arrives, we can eat whatever we want to eat.
Yeah.
How are you getting on?
So we had said that we were going to go to the gym three times a week.
Yeah.
And it's now Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It'll be Thursday when this podcast comes out. And I've decided that my days for going to the gym this week are going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Because I had birthday cake for dinner yesterday. But I actually think that's okay.
Okay. Why? Well, you need to explain. I'm like, explain. Okay, give me a reason.
Well, because it's my birthday.
It was Laura's birthday, everyone, on Friday. Happy birthday, Laura. Happy belated birthday.
As if we didn't tear the arse of it enough.
So we went to Galway on Thursday for Laura's birthday. If you didn't know, it was Laura's birthday the other day. So we went to the 2FM Rising gig, which, can I just say, was brilliant. Laura, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, even though you thought you were in Limerick. But... So Emma arrived down on Thursday. We had this planned for so long. I begged her as my birthday present, although you did get me a lovely birthday present, I will give you that, but as my extra birthday present, I begged you to take an annual leave day on Friday so you could come down to Galway for the 2FM Rising gig and stay down the night with me, my pals and the doggos. So, I mean, dogs just come into my life absolutely everywhere.
And you know how obsessed I am with dogs. That's how you sold it to me.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all going to really love to hear that. Like all my pals who put you up and fed you and washed your face.
Lorraine, I love you. Thanks for having me.
So we had a chance to go away on Thursday, met the doggos, and then we had a little impromptu prinks party in the house. And there was a good few prinks going on. And then we all got a taxi in. And I get out of the taxi with Emma beside me and she gives me this big hug. And she was like, Laura, I just can't thank you enough for bringing me to Limerick. But it was an earshot of everyone. So there was, it was one of those big bus taxis. There was like nine of us. And everyone was like, did she actually just say that? Is it because she's from Dublin that she actually doesn't know what county she's in right now or what's happening? And my sensible Sally little sister, who can I point out is 11 years younger than me.
She's so lovely.
Steps out of the taxi and goes, it's because I was talking to her about college in Limerick. That is why she's confused right now.
Thanks,
I was like,
Heather.
Thank you. Why does it take her to explain it to us though? So we'll forgive you on that one. But we went in, we had a great, great night.
We did. We saw Chasing Abby, who were fab.
We were on the stage with Chasing Abby.
Yeah, they were probably like, and at one point, I think we were chatting to them before the gig, and I think they were like, will these two just ever leave us alone?
To be fair, though, they did give me birthday shout outs. So that's all I cared about.
They did. Yeah. So thanks to the guys for that. And then Leisha was there, but JLOL was there in the night. And when I mean myself and Laura saw him, and we made a beeline for him, didn't we?
Hijacked him.
Yeah.
Because we honestly think he's the coolest person in the whole world, and he is the coolest person in the whole world. He's so cool that he makes me and Emma just look, I don't
uncool.
Even know how to describe us. Like we're actually like your like sad aunt in the corner. That's how uncool he makes us sound. It's like even the way we're talking, when we're trying to talk to him, it just doesn't happen. We jumped on him, gave him a big hug, and it was like, will you come on the podcast? So much so that while he was on stage in the middle of his songs, the two of us were standing at the front of the stage. What were we screaming at him?
Come on our podcast. He's coming on our podcast. You're coming on our podcast.
So we're delighted to announce and introduce you right now,
JLOL. I'm actually quite surprised / wondering why you wanted to come in and speak to us, considering we basically like hijacked you. We just accosted you on Thursday in Galway. We just ran up to you and said, you're coming on our podcast.
That's the point. I didn't have a choice.
But I bet you didn't think that Laura and Emma on a few lemonades would actually follow through with this. I think you thought that you could humor us on the day.
Actually, no. I thought because you weren't actually that far gone when you first brought it up to me.
Oh, God.
And then you brought it up to me again once you were really far gone.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, okay, that means it's set in stone. It's in her head. She's never going to let this go. Let me just block out my schedule. Do you know what? I'm cool.
Oh, my God. I actually thought we only said it to you once.
No, you said it to me about 20 times.
JLOL's on stage and we're like, he's there playing Ozone. And we're like, and hey,
you're coming on our podcast. Monday to Wednesday. Email Phil.
And then we skipped Phil and went straight to you.
Yeah. That's it. Cut out the middleman.
So thank you for coming in to join us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're lucky it's dark in here because both of us are gone so bright red. We're actually mortified. We're like, we did not need to relive that night. But anyways, let's dive straight into this. I mean, who is JLOL?
Who is Jay Yellow? Well, Jay Yellow is an artist. I'm an artist who brings the world to the world from my point of view. So, yeah, that's what I do in a nutshell through my music. And
that's some deep shit.
Oh, thank you. I rehearsed that one.
It's on his Instagram bio.
Literally. It actually is.
But this Twitter. Is a question that I actually get asked a lot by people because obviously myself and Emma have both played you across 2FM, across our RT Pulse shows. Something that people always ask me is like, where did he get the name from?
Basically, my brother's a dark-skinned. This is the summary of it all. My brother's a dark-skinned. I'm the only light-skinned person in my family. Well, in my amongst my siblings. So they used to call me Yellow. It was just like a running joke when we were kids. And then my initials are JL because my name is Jean-Luc. So then they were like, right, we should just call you J-Yellow-L when I was like 11 or 12. And I was like, do you know what? Call me that. I prefer that to just Yellow because...
It's got meaning behind it.
It has meaning, so cool.
And is it something that like it was just your friend, your family just called you J-Yellow-L, or did that kind of like extend out to your friend group as well? Is that what you go by?
No, I was way too ashamed to tell my friends, oh, my nickname is now J-Yellow-L when it was just a nickname. But no, it was just my big brother who was calling me J-Yellow-L, and everyone else was still calling me Yellow. I was like, bruh, I need to make this a thing. I need to incorporate that name before so everyone can take me seriously as J-Yellow-L.
So you're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to become a musician. I'm going to start writing songs so I can use my name.
Basically.
Pretty
and
much.
Everyone will take me seriously and never question it again. And I was so wrong because everyone questions it every single time.
I like it though. And it flows off the tongue very easily. So I do like it. But you mentioned there, obviously we're talking about your music career and that's what we're here to speak about. And you as well. Your music is like poetry. You know, it's deep. There's a lot of meaning to it. Where did you get the inspiration for your songs?
It could come from anything, to be honest. Like, there's not one particular thing that inspires me, but anything that resonates with me, really, that's what I do. I write music about things that I feel viscerally. Do you get me? So whatever it may be, politics, relationships, just random stuff, I just get inspired. I have songs written about so many different things and different subject matter. And I'm just blessed and thankful that I'm able to express or translate those thoughts into music. So yeah, most definitely. I don't know where it comes from. I just know it's there and I hope it never leaves. So and it probably won't.
I don't think it will either. No. I mean, it's embedded in you. But you just graduated college as well this year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But at the time when you were still in college, you were clearly in final year. And this is when your music really started to come out into the ether and blew up a little bit. I mean, Oh Lord is still up there. One of my favorite tunes.
Yes,
it makes
obsessed.
Me so happy.
One of your favorite tunes of all time is what you said. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll make sure you remember that.
Yeah.
I remember
just
you said
you
that.
Up on this.
It's true.
I'm
going to
record you saying that as well. And then loop it for one of my songs for the whole 3 minutes.
I've probably said that a million times on 2FM. It is one of my favorite songs ever.
100%.
I'm so happy to hear that.
But how did you balance the two? I mean, because you clearly were so invested in college and you were very passionate about it. This wasn't just a tick the box, let's go to college. But you were also so passionate about your music and you can tell that through your music. So how did the two actually coincide?
See, I had a formula. I had a blueprint. I knew how to finesse my way through college and just through academia pretty much. And I've been doing that since I was like in fifth year or something. I've just been, I just basically know what I have to get done when I have to do it. I never attended college really. I think my final year, I must've gone to like 2 lectures the whole year. And I was also working part-time as well and doing music. So I was, I just basically got my assignments done when I needed to. I get them like ahead of time and then don't do anything with the course until it's exam time. And then I'd study for the exams and then I just kind of...
Basically, you're a smarty pants.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
You soak it all up. So it's like, I just do what I need to do when I need to do it. It sounds so simple, but it never works like that for anybody else.
Because, you know, there was always that person in school or college who was like, oh, they do really well. And then you're like, oh my God, you must have studied loads. And they're like, no, I didn't study much at all. And you're like, Jesus Christ, I've been like...
Yeah, you're the person I hate.
Yeah, a lot of people hate me for that same reason. So that's understandable. I can take one more.
No, hang on. Yeah. We came here to make friends. Not enemies,
honestly,
right?
Like what? Okay.
You do have a passion, and I mean, it is paying off. I would like to shout out to all my fellow FIFA widows out there. We're basically all of the girls who have lost their boyfriends to playing FIFA. And right. now you're going to be featuring in my bedroom pretty much because Brian plays FIFA on the television there. Can I just point that out? Not for any other creepy reason.
Oh my God. I was like, hang on a minute. Hang on. Are you two about to tell me something I don't know?
I was like, whoa, you just showed me your boyfriend. Like, relax. I didn't
know. Anyways, you have actually got ozone onto FIFA 2020. Congratulations. Yes. I think that's a
congratulations. It does. It does.
That's massive.
That is absolutely huge. 100%,
man. That was like a dream of mine, legit. Because I used to play football and I always thought, oh no, by the time I'm 20, realistically, I'd at least have like 75 rating, probably be, you know, on the bench for Man United and like working my way up the ranks, Ballon d'Or in 3 years. But then obviously I stopped playing football and I was like, well,
doesn't really work out that way, does
it? It just doesn't really work out that way. And I was like, what does this say about me? Am I just a quitter or whatever? So then luckily I got the next best thing, which was my song on FIFA. So
it's amazing. How many people are going to hear that? Like, it's just, millions. That is such a huge achievement. I actually thought I was going to be a sports star for a while as well.
Everyone goes through that phase.
I thought I was going to go play for the WNBA. I thought I was going to go play basketball in America. Then I stopped playing basketball when I left school and went back and played it about 2-3 years ago and realised I'm absolutely shite now.
I think we can take one common theme from both of you here is that if you actually stop playing, you can't be professional.
Yeah, exactly. That is one thing you may not know before you decide to stop playing.
I'm going to remember that for my next life now.
Don't stop playing. Just keep running. You might be in the women's NBA.
Maybe in my next life. And you just released your new single, quote unquote, earlier this month. Do you want to tell us about that?
Quote unquote is probably my most fiery track to date. And I brought it out because it is part of my album that's coming. Was I meant to say that?
Oops, exclusive.
Well,
what?
Whatever, I said it. So yeah, it's part of my album that's coming. So I wanted to drop that one first to set kind of the tone for the album.
If you were to collab with any artist
in the world,
who would it be?
Dead or alive.
Doesn't matter. It could be anything.
Okay, ultimately, I have to say Fela Kuti. I think I'd be doing myself a disservice if I didn't. Okay, but then, if we're talking about alive, then it'd probably be J. Cole, Burna Boy.
J. Cole, Burna Boy,
one or the other. And if we're talking younger people, more achievable right now, say probably Dave.
That's a good list.
Yeah, that's a very good list.
Yeah. And
not an unattainable list. Well, of the ones who are alive.
I could sample Fellas, to be honest.
You could do that.
Oh, then I have to clear the sample. It's long.
That's too much work.
Yeah. It's too long, honestly.
More hassle than it's worth. Honestly. And this is the question that we love to ask people is that if there was any song in the world that has been released, so it can be any genre, any year, is there a song that you're like, oh God, I wish I had released that song. I wish that was my song.
I'm actually not sure. I'm trying to think of criteria. Like, okay, the song that's probably that has resonated with me the most at certain points in my life would probably be Lost Ones by J. Cole. And I was thinking, bruh, I could have made this exact same song. I went through this exact same experience or whatever. It's not like I wish I'd made this exact same song, because I could obviously make a song about my own experience. It would be similar because we did have similar experiences based on that song anyway. So yeah, that'd probably be the song I'd be like, right, I could have made.
But again, that's attainable.
Yeah.
That is something that you could have written.
Most def.
So I mean, yeah, go you, Honey Bunny. Really enjoy this.
So now we have nicknames. Honey Bunny.
Honey Bunny. I should really stop.
Yeah, you two are getting really close.
This whole podcast is so incriminating on me.
And I got it all recorded.
All of it.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a quick fire round that we want to do with you, if that's okay.
Quite, yeah.
Okay, so who was your first kiss and when?
Oh my goodness, I must have been like about 10. Whoa. This sounds really bad. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. I was like 10 or 11, and it was, oh my goodness. Yeah, it was long.
And where was it?
Awkward. It was at some event, like one of these, it wasn't even an event, it was like a child, it was like a gathering for kids. You know when kids just have these gatherings and there's music and then there's parents supervising and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
But then we kind of like snuck out through the back and then we just yeah, we just kind of, we're so awkward. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to do it. Like, when we kiss, we're like, okay, we're meant to feel something. Is it meant to taste like something? Like, what happens now? Where do my hands go? Where do your hands go?
Okay, you're teeth just clashing off each
honestly,
other.
I'm like, oh, do I use my tongue? Am I using too much tongue? Is it like, what's going on here? Does she want me to use my tongue? Is she not? Like, does it end here? What else could we possibly do after kissing at 10 years old? Like,
what I love about this is it's what goes through every person's mind. It's so relatable.
Literally, like, oh, that was long, man. That was a long experience.
And it was probably about 2 minutes, two and a half maybe at a push.
Oh, we stretched it. We stretched it out because we were trying to figure it out on the spot. Like, we were like, okay, and none of us wanted to make it awkward. And like, yeah, let's just ride it out, see what happens in it. And then after that, we didn't speak again.
I was going to say, she's obviously not on the scene anymore.
No way. Oh, God, I think she's in Canada or something. Who knows?
Oh, this funny. Is the longest answer to a quick fire question we've ever had.
I swear. It was a loaded question. You should have expected it.
Favorite sandwich?
Ham and cheese.
Okay, classic.
Yeah, classic.
Boldest thing you've ever done?
Boldest thing I've ever done? Tell my mom I was in school when I was in studio with Chris Cabs.
Oh.
For about 3 months.
Oh, God.
But to be fair, brilliant reason to be school.
We're happy that you skipped school, but James, I don't recommend anyone else skip school.
Yeah, go to school, kids. Go to school. Don't lie to your parents either.
Celebrity crush.
Megan Good.
And weirdest thing about you, is there anything like weird or quirky?
Weird or quirky? I'm just hella cool. Like, I don't have anything. No, I'm joking.
You actually are. You're so slick.
Cool. You are too cool for us.
I actually don't know, like, what? I wash my hair once a month.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay,
is that
yeah.
weird or quirky?
That's weird.
I wish I could get away with that.
Yeah, you probably can. But no, don't get it twisted. Like, I still have the coconut oils thing still unlocked. Yummy, it's clean. Moisturized.
You are actually, even the way you describe it, I'm like, he is too cool for me.
Moisturized.
JLOL, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Me too.
So your new single is out now. It's called Quote Unquote. And have you got any gigs that you want to kind of tell people about before we finish up?
I might have a gig on the 23rd of November. I don't know if this came out before then. 23rd of November, I have another one with Maynooth Law Society's Law Ball on 5th of December. I don't think people can come out to that one. I think it's just members only. But 2020 is serious.
So if people want to find out more about these, more about new music, where are they going?
They're going to my social media. That's JLOL on Instagram, Real JLOL on Twitter, JLOL on Snapchat, Facebook, wherever you want to find me. Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Google Play, Tidal. Yeah, man.
And 2FM.
Come on.
Of course, you are one of our 2FM rising acts. JLOL, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, guys. Pleasure.
Now, didn't I tell you that he is so much cooler than we could ever be?
You just realised, like I have, that we're not actually cool at all.
No, we went around calling ourselves the therapy dogs at the office, and I think we realised we're not cool a long time ago.
I think we might be the glass clowns of the office. But anyway, if you think you're cool, if you think we're cool, I'm getting so confused now, and you want to listen to us on the radio, you can catch my lovely friend Laura on RT Pulse Thursdays from 12 until 2.
And you can catch my lovely pal Emma Power on The Request Show on 2FM every Sunday from 6 to 8.
Bye.